You're listening to the In Demand Podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
Hello, is that Alo?
This is Alo.
Hello,
Alo.
You know you call me in the middle of my sound check.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get my songs right, you know. Brother got to sound good.
Seriously, we've stopped great people in the middle of sound checks before. We just wanted to call and say how much we love the song. And that's pretty much all we needed to say.
Wonderful. Which song are you talking about?
I need a dollar.
It's a work of genius, sir. And this has become pretty much, it's becoming a cult classic here in the UK.
It's done pretty well around the world already, hasn't it?
Awesome. So that means once it hits the UK, I'm certified one-hit wonder.
No! You want more than one hit, surely.
Well, they're coming.
Well, this song is a very appropriate song for where the world is at the moment. Is that what came to you when you came to writing the song?
I wrote the song in 2005. And
okay.
I think for any particular demographic or place around the world, dollars or money in general is an issue all the time. So, but it's just relevant that it came out at this time, you know? I mean, the economic crisis around the world and people suffering and the like is really what I think is resonating.
And I think people have taken to it as well because it's had a little help from this HBO TV show, How to Make It in America as well, which has just appeared on UK screens. So why did you have any reservations when HBO came to you and said, we'd like to use your song for this TV show or not?
No, I had no reservations. I make music so people can hear it, and I don't care what speakers they come out of, so...
That's good. That's a really nice attitude to have.
Yeah, it is, actually, because some people get a bit snobby about the music, and I think, do you know what? Why not get it put on a massive TV show and, give it a massive platform for people to hear it?
Yeah.
Cool. Alo, thanks very much for taking time out of your sound check to chat to us. Can you introduce your song? We'll play it now.
Right on. Hey, this is Alo Black, and you're listening to my new song, I Need a Dollar.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we've got Lucy, Lauren, Amy and Laura, the Ultra Girls.
Yo, yo, yo!
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to our world.
Thanks. Well, we're enjoying 2011 so far because there's lots of ladies coming up and
true.
Doing themselves. Lots of girl bands. Do you think it is the year of the girl band this year?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We should talk about your story because you're all from Leeds.
We are.
And you all used to do stuff with the Leeds Rhinos. Were you like cheerleaders or dancers?
Yeah, we danced for them. Mm-hmm. The dance team.
Is that how you first all met then?
Yeah. It is, yes. Okay. About 5 years ago now. I think we first all, because we all auditioned at separate times and we sort of became friends about 5 years ago, and then 2 years later we just decided that it was time to take the dancing to the next level and we all wanted to really start singing and stuff, so we formed the group.
And there was a diversion via the X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
You did really well.
That's a good thing. Well, that was when we first got together, really, wasn't it?
Like, we didn't have a clue, basically.
So how soon did you audition for the X Factor after you got together?
Like 2 months.
Yeah.
Because it just came up, the first auditions were happening and people were talking about it and stuff, and we were like, why not? Let's go see. I think it was more of an experience than anything, and then we kept getting through, so we were like,
and jump at Louis Walsh's
okay.
house.
I know.
We should have really picked a better name before we did this, because now we're on the last six groups and called Project A.
You went to Bridget's houses?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Was it Louis' house, was it?
It was, yeah.
Was that the Italian year?
Yeah.
You did well there, yeah.
No, but Louis' house is in Ireland.
And then it went back to Ireland, didn't it, this year?
Yeah, no, last year it was sunny in Italy. Not last year, 2009. It was sunny. We got there, got off the plane, started raining. Oh, when we got back on the plane, it came out sunny again. So it rained the whole time.
I think I remember seeing it, actually.
Yeah.
Sort of made a bit of a thing about it on the telly. Like,
we were gutted.
It's raining.
Our hair looked horrendous.
We can't not talk about life on the road with Ms. Minogue.
Oh, yeah.
How did it come about?
Like that tonight.
Ms. Minogue.
She'd say Princess Minogue, really.
She is a pop princess.
Yeah. We met her after our sound check. And
were you a little bit stuck?
We didn't sit in our period.
We're just dribbling, like...
We sort of just stood there and went... And then when she turned to you to talk to you, you went...
She goes, how are you alright? I'm like, yeah!
You're
Everything she said, yeah!
Oh, she's amazing. She's so small and petite, and just everything
she's
about
beautiful.
Her is like a
doll.
She is. Yeah,
she's like a little doll.
She is a little doll.
She left us a rose each, a flower rose. Aww. Some people think it's chocolates, but it was a rose, not roses.
I'd be like, if you're going to leave me roses, at least leave a box. one each.
Tie or what?
You put it on your car, but you left us a chocolate.
That was really nice. It made us feel really welcome.
Aww. She's a class act, though, isn't she?
She is. She's you're a Kylie fan, aren't you?
We both are.
We got to interview her last year, and literally, I walked in, and I never normally get a starstruck, and I just went,
well, best of luck with everything. Yeah. It's lovely to meet
thank
you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the tour with Kylie.
Thanks.
And we'll see you again soon. Hopefully, maybe when you release the album, you come back and have another chat.
Definitely. Yeah,
amazing.
We'd love to.
Ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, we're the Ultra Girls, and this is our brand new single, Girls Will Be Girls.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Starboy Nathan is with us.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, you know. I'm very, very, very good. How you doing?
Very well, yeah.
That's good.
Well.
That's good.
Welcome to our world for the very first time.
Yes.
So a lot of people, you might be a new artist, but you've been working at this for years.
Yeah.
I remember doing Without My Love.
Do you?
It's amazing.
Wicked. Thank you.
Do you still sing that when you perform live?
Yeah, I do. Good. Actually. Yeah, I do.
Because I love that song. And Coming to My Room as well.
That was my first release. I was 17 when that came out. It was like 2004.
And then you did Celebrity Hijack, the Big Brother one.
Yeah.
So of course you have been around for many years.
Yeah.
So to people who think you're new, they need to go and maybe check out your stuff on YouTube a bit.
Mm-hmm. Starboy Nathan, just you can Google all of that stuff, and YouTube, that's what was in kind of motivated the name change a little bit as well. When I used to search Nathan, right? And then just loads of people came up. Yeah. So it wasn't really defined.
It's quite a common name.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of.
My brother's called Nathan.
Nice. That's what I'm saying. So, but it, even though I love the name, so I thought, you know, might as well build on it a little bit, make it a little
make
more defined.
It a bit more showbiz.
Yeah. And then now people can search everything and it comes up, and then you can see the whole thing from like 2004 to 2011.
But it's like when The Wanted first came out, you Google The Wanted, and literally everything would just come up.
Really?
The and Wanted are very popular words.
True.
So it's the same thing with the name, I guess. It's just getting anything.
Did loads of like Wanted posters come up, like Wanted, this guy.
The FBI's 10 most. How's life on the road with those boys?
Wicked, man. They're wicked guys, man. I'm loving the whole tour thing, because obviously earlier in the year I did the tour with JLS as well, which was massive, and I love the guys, man. So it's been wicked. I'm having a wicked time.
Yeah. Now let's find out some of your favourite things. We're getting the nitty gritty right now.
Let's do this.
This is what we always ask our new artists as they pass through In Demand Town.
Nice. Let's go.
So let's kick it off.
Okay, what's your favourite cheese? Really important.
What's my favourite cheese? Oh, I can't remember it. What is the one? All right, wait. There's one. Okay. So we're taking long on this question.
Come back to this.
Let's
one.
Just say Edam.
And you like cheese.
Yeah, I do. I like cheese.
Fine.
Yeah.
Your favourite sauce at Nando's? How hot do you go?
Peri Tamer. I like Peri Tamer. This is like, it's more barbecue-y.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the hot, but someone showed me Peri Tamer and I've been on it ever since.
Your favourite trainers?
What's my favourite trainers? I always wear Nike trainers. Definitely, yeah, Nike.
Okay. Favourite member of Girls Aloud?
Cheryl.
Obviously. That just took no deliberation.
Yeah.
And your favourite chocolate bar?
Ooh. What's my favourite chocolate bar? I like Milky Bars, you know. I like Milky Bars. I used to love Crunchies as well. And then I had a Crunchy for the first time in like 5 years the other day. And I was like, this is wicked. But when I was in school, I used to have them like every day. So I kind of reached my threshold. It's like, I just can't even see one no more.
Have you had the Crunchy Biscuits?
No, I haven't actually.
Little round ones with crunchy and chocolate on top.
Oh.
And they do caramel ones as well.
Let's play your song, dude.
All right, cool, let's do it.
Can you introduce it for us?
This is my new song. It's called Diamonds Enjoy.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand tonight, our very first date with Natalia Kills. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello.
I like to consider our first meeting with certain artists our first date. So we gauge at the end whether you'll come back for a second date. Potential marriage material, perhaps, as well.
Yeah. Okay, wait, but who's judging who? Are we both judging each other?
We judge each other.
Yeah, we can judge each other. That's
primarily fine. Your opinion matters more than ours, though.
So. Okay.
Yeah, because you are the guest, so
good to
it's
know.
Fair.
So let's get a few quick fire questions out of the way.
Okay.
Hometown, for example.
Right now, it's Hollywood in LA.
Fancy. Mum and Dad's names and what are their occupations?
My God. My mother, her name is Noemi, and she's from Uruguay next to Argentina. And my dad's name is Edward, and he is Jamaican from Jamaica.
Awesome. Hometown Hollywood?
Birthtown Bradford. Main town where I spent most of my life, London.
Okay, cool. And favorite cheese, let's get that.
Yeah. My God, this is a question. Taleggio. And whoa, it smells absolutely awful, but it tastes delicious.
That's a really good one. Yay! Sorry, my favorite one so far. We ask everyone this question, and that's my favorite cheese answer.
Really? Yes. I like a 5-year-old Gouda, and I also like an Irish cheddar.
Okay.
It goes on and on.
Second date is in the bag, I think, already.
Yeah, definitely.
We are big fans
of cheese.
I've
got to admit, that's a very funny question.
Well, we just kind of like to explore certain avenues of our guests.
Thing is,
this is an important question.
Obviously, Natalia is your real first name anyway, but where did the Kills bit come from?
It's so funny. I'm signed to a label called Cherry Tree Records. It's Interscope, and I was signed by will.i.am. And everyone on the label has a funny name. We've got LaRue with Ellie with the red hair.
Yeah.
We have Far East Movement, mm-hmm. and of course, they're all Asian, so it's Far East. Lady Gaga, who has she came out with a kind of Queen 80s sound, like Radio Gaga, like that song. And everyone on the label, Feist and Sting, have a kind of name that describes their personality. So when I first got signed, I was perfectly content with my real name. You know, hey guys, I'm Natalia. They were like, no, think of a word that describes you. And I thought the perfect word for me was Kills. Not in the sense that I've gone off on a bender and killed all my ex-boyfriends for breaking my heart.
As much as you might like to someday.
As much as I might like to. It's in the other sense. You know, when you're so passionate about something, 100% enthusiastic and in love with what you do, that you give it your all, and they say, you know, you killed it. You know, Michael Jackson was the best performer. He killed it. Naomi Campbell was dressed to kill. She was wearing killer heels. And it's when you're so invested and you really love, truly love what you do, that you give 100% of your passion.
I'd love to see all of you artists in a board meeting.
It's good fun. Honestly,
at the building, all of you sat there going, right, so I've got this idea. I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Honestly, sometimes it happens. We've had meetings where there's been Frank Music, Colette Carr, me, Far East Movement, my team, their team, everyone's team, Snoop Dogg, everyone.
Amazing.
All in one place at the same time, throwing ideas at each other. You know, it can get a bit crazy, I have to admit.
Should we play the song?
Yeah.
Let's.
Can you introduce it for us for the first time from your very mouth?
I shall. Hello, sweethearts. It's Natalia Kills, and you're about to listen to my first single, Mirrors.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Natalia Kills still with us on the show tonight. Now, before we bid you adieu from our first date, we've already asked you your favourite cheese. We need to get to know a few other of your favourite things. So over to Lucy for Natalia Kills' favourite things.
Your favourite roast dinner, the meat that goes with it.
You know, I've stopped eating meat for a while. I'm eating seafood mostly. I can eat meat. It's just, I don't know, I'm bored of it. So
I don't know.
Can I have like roast sea bass or something?
Or monkfish or something
monkfish.
Like that.
Monkfish.
That's on the specials board.
I can't give up the gravy, potatoes and carrots though. That's staying.
You could have the monkfish on a plate on its own and then the potatoes and everything else on another plate. What's your favourite guilty pleasure song?
I don't know. I would probably say I Would Die For You by Prince.
Oh, that's a great song. I haven't heard that for ages, actually. Favourite female artist?
Oh, it's a tie. It's between Kate Bush and Alanis Morissette and Annie Lennox. And I can't. It's like literally a three-way tie.
Good choices, though, to be fair.
Thank you.
Favourite zoo animal?
Zoo animal?
Yeah.
Koala, because apparently they look cute, but they're super mean.
Will you come back for a second date?
I will, absolutely.
Amazing.
Will you bring the Taleggio?
Oh, we'll bring some Taleggio for you, definitely.
Okay, then I'm in.
We can have a whole cheese board, a variety.
Yeah, and some red wine.
Okay.
And maybe a sherry or two.
We're in.
Or some port. Can you choose a song from the charts that you love at the moment for us to play now?
Anything Adele.
Everyone says that.
I'm sorry, but I've loved this girl since she was 15.
She's brilliant.
She was 15 and she had this MySpace page and it had her song Daydreamer on it and Hometown. And those songs are epic. They'll never die. And I mean epic in the real way, not epic in the Facebook, Twitter way. Like, Justin Bieber's epic. Rebecca Black is epic. Friday is epic. Not in that way. I mean, she's really epic. Like, for real. And, you know, I think that kind of talent, it's so rare these days. It's
epic
fantastic.
In a serious sense, not in a loose sense.
Natalie, thanks very much
for
coming.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Chipmunk is back on the show.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hi! What's good?
Welcome back.
Send tweet.
Yeah. Last time you were here was start of the year, before the release of Champion.
Yeah.
We were talking at length about the return of Mr. Brown, and now we're holding you single-handedly responsible for recreating his career here in the UK, because three times is going down a treat, and we don't think that would have happened had Champion not been so good.
We think you definitely helped him along the way there.
That's big, man. I'm just happy for him, honestly, man. I just think...
The song was huge.
By, I think he's best.
Like,
singing, dancing. I think he's dope, man. So I'm happy for that, and I'm happy Champion connected. I think that was the most important thing that I wanted it to do. So knowing it worked,
You were quite open about the fact that you'd made this decision maybe to reinvent yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And you'd taken yourself away to come back. And do you feel that you did that pretty well with Champion?
I was speaking. It's funny, I was in... And my friend's car yesterday, he was like, "Chip, man, you did what you wanted to do." I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "No, but it worked." I was like, it's cool. I think if I'm going to try and be here for a while, I need to find a way to be. I feel like people fall in love with new things. You know, when you're new, if you capture that moment of, you know, that new guy buzz or that new girl buzz, and you can, you know, make it stretch for as long as you can, and you're in business, but you can't be new forever. You know, and I was new and I was like 17, so now it's like to keep a young audience interested. I can't speak on behalf of, you know, older people, but to keep a young audience interested, you have to make them feel like you're new. Otherwise, you know, there's a new guy, there's a new girl, and, you know, pop culture just moves on so quick. If I didn't find a way to make them believe that I'm somewhat new, then I don't think that Champion would have connected as much as it did.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time that I've come to a time period where I felt like I needed to do it, so step one is working. It's cool.
Let's play the next part of that step.
Yes.
Can you introduce In the Air for us?
What's going on, people? I am Chipmunk, and this is In the Air featuring Kerry Hills.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Chipmunk still on the show with us tonight.
Yes.
We played In the Air a little earlier in the show with Kerry Hilson. How was working with her?
It was amazing. The video was crazy.
Even though you didn't actually get to sort of record the song in the studio at the same time, you got to meet up, obviously, for the shoot.
Yeah.
And then she was talking about the chemistry. Kerry talked a lot about the chemistry during the video shoot.
Yeah.
He's got a cheeky
so
smile.
So you got
wild
and chipmunk.
Yeah, it was cool, you know. She was so down to earth, like, proper, was just chilling, performing when we needed to. And, you know, once again, the time when I decided to lose my passport. You know, miraculously, when she went down to my producer's studio, so they built a good bond with her, and I feel that that's another one where it's gonna be an ongoing relationship work wise. You know,
yeah. Would you like it to be out of the office as well?
She was really cool, and I'm like a big fan. I love her music. So,
she's gorgeous as well.
Yeah, that's obviously, you know.
She's you're so cute really when you like somebody like.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure. It definitely was, and I feel that In the Air as a song, she was one person that I thought had the, you know, the kind of swag that I wanted for not just the song but the video as well. I've been in a few situations before when someone's right for the song, but then, you know, at the video you have to supervise and all that kind of stuff. I just want to be coaching, you know. I know the song, she's going to shut it down. The video, she's going to shut it down. The performance, she'll shut it down. Her swag's just through the roof.
Would you ever think you will be releasing Champion in the US? I think it'd be a shame not to.
Yeah, you know what?
Because it's such a good song.
That's what everyone's been saying. And, you know, just through the power of the song, I managed to, you know, capture quite a few fans over there. And
Was Chris aware of the success it had in the UK? Did you hear from him? Because I wondered if he like was really excited.
Yeah, we went. That's a funny story. I didn't tell him I was coming to LA. And my producer was like, "It's surprising. Let's go to the studio." So we went there. He was doing, you know, he was playing his new album, because my producer done a lot of work on it as well. And I walked in, and he was like, "Yeah, man." He was just going crazy. And that first time I saw his blonde hair as well, he was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "It connected, right? Connected. I was like, yeah, man. Tina, his manager, and everyone, we just had a big hug. It was good.
Yeah, last year we created this moment where we got Travis McCoy and Bruno Mars in this room to do Billionaire together.
I know where you're going.
Only time they've ever done that. So
that'll be sick.
Let's get Chipmunk, you and Chris. Because you're going to do some live tracks for us tonight, but you're not going to do Champion, are you?
No, not tonight.
So we'll save that for the moment we get the two of you in a room together to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to do the new one.
Uh-huh, In the Air.
And Flying High as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, looking forward to hearing those. And it's the first time you've done a session for us as well.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
Sweet. So stick around. We'll do those live tracks. They'll go online as well at indemand.fm. Can you choose a current song that you're loving at the moment for us to play now?
The song I'm feeling right now is my big brother Rex 3-2 featuring EG. That's Example with Unorthodox.
Chipmunk, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.